Hey guys, Zach here. You know, it's a bright summer morning at the Morrison House, but I have a feeling that just might change. So grab your flashlight and head with me down Gilead Lane.
This is the worst summer ever.
What did I do?
The electricity's always going off.
It's a pain.
I oversleep and miss stuff.
Yes, that's a record.
After we get our rooms cleaned up, we head straight to Maya's. How's that sound?
Swimming, yeah! Sounds great to me.
Good, because it's supposed to be a hot one today.
Hey, morning, you two.
Morning.
Hey, Brooke.
Oh, so where is everyone?
Mike went to play ball with Vincent. Tim's not up yet, and Justin went to work already.
Tim's up.
About time, sleepyhead. You almost missed the day.
I did? What time is it?
9:30. That's almost lunch.
No way. 9:30 is not late. It's just right.
I like to see all day, not just some of it.
Besides that, I'm not the last one up. Where's Justin?
Oh, Justin's been gone for hours already, Tim.
Hours?
Yeah, he went to work really early this morning.
Were you up then, too?
Sure, why not?
Some people think of summertime as sleeping in time.
No way, seriously? Because I'm thinking no more wasting time in school all day. Now I've got all day to play.
Well, that's true. Don't want to miss any playtime opportunities.
Right. I think.
I can't believe Justin went to work without telling me. I was going to take him to WWW today.
WWW? What's that? New place in town?
Not really. Old place.
Oh.
It's a guy thing.
I went. I'm one of the guys. Cool.
Again?
Lights out 3 times in 2 days. I need to go and add this to my calendar.
She's keeping a calendar?
I guess so. This electricity thing is wearing on me. It'd be nice to have it on all the time.
I know. The clocks are all blinking. There's no point in even setting them anymore. In an hour or two, they could be out again.
It's a pain. The other day I overslept and was almost late for church.
That's so cool! It's awesome!
Not having electricity is awesome?
Yeah, you never know when it's gonna happen. That's so cool. You just need to be ready all the time.
That's true. Good point. Glad you're ready.
Oh yeah, I got flashlights and batteries and everything. It's awesome. If we lose power one more time today, it's gonna be a record.
Well, I'll be glad when I get the lines and the pole all fixed from the mess last week.
Me too.
You guys just aren't any fun.
Sure we're fun. We just like having power all the time.
Yeah.
So, what are you guys going to do today?
Girls' Day. We're all going to Richter's house to go swimming with Maya and Anna Townsend.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Brooke, can you swim good?
Yeah, I can swim. Why?
Cool. Will you help me? I'm not very good.
Oh, I'm not going swimming.
You're not? Yeah. We talked about a Girls' Day.
Yeah, we did, but I thought that meant you and Hope. From the sounds of it, I thought you two had it all planned. I didn't know you wanted me to go. I already made plans with Becca.
Oh, okay, I guess.
But maybe we can do something later.
Where's Mike?
He's at Vincent's playing basketball. He said he might be home by lunch, but not to plan on him.
Well, what am I gonna do?
Take a nap.
Har.
Maybe Justin will be home in time to go to WWW with you this afternoon.
Yeah, maybe.
Visitor, Mr. Mayor.
I do.
Yes, a Ms. Janet Gray.
Oh, Janet. Okay, send her in, please.
John?
Hello, Janet. What a nice surprise.
Does it sound lame to say I was just in the neighborhood?
Of course not. Were you?
Well, sort of. Ah. I've been wanting to talk to you since the party, but just haven't had the time.
Okay. Is this official business?
Or? Sort of. Officially unofficial and off the record.
Okay, what's up?
It's about Peace of Heaven.
Ah, yes?
What do you think of Peace of Heaven?
Off the record, or are you looking for a quote from the mayor's office?
I'm just digging right now. Mm-hmm. If I find something, it may go into a story.
Well, you understand that everything I've said and done regarding Peace of Heaven and their project has been John Morrison, resident of Gilead Lane. I just wasn't happy with their plans for my street.
I think everyone understands that. It makes sense.
So, personally, I'm not a fan. But not for any reason other than selfishly not wanting to share my street with four lanes of traffic and losing friends and neighbors. As for the city, well, they've been promising a lot of things. And if they follow through on even a small portion of those, they're going to be good for the economy and the overall morale around here.
I agree.
So, what's the story? What has you digging?
I don't know, really. Can't put my finger on it. They seem nice enough. Meeting Bill Mincer at your house was a good thing. I've not met anyone else from the group before.
Well, you haven't?
No, not a one.
Oh, that's interesting. You handling all the Coleraine stories and such for the paper.
I know, but this morning I did get the chance to meet Reverend Brodsky. He introduced me to Mike Williams.
Oh? Well, who's that?
Well, Mike, it seems, manages all the communications.
Oh, public relations director?
Of sorts. More of a community relations advocate in charge of publicity and marketing.
Oh.
That's the title on his business card.
Well, that's interesting. I haven't met this Williams guy yet, but it's good that you have.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be doing some digging, John. I'm curious about them. What they stand for, their history, all of those things.
I don't see how that can be anything but good, Janet. But the mayor's office can't be involved considering the controversy about Gilead Lane and all that. I don't want to be seen as anti-peace of heaven or trying to stir up trouble. Right?
That's understood, John. I wouldn't ask you for contacts or information. I'll do the best I can to keep you completely out of it.
Yeah. Thank you, Janet. I appreciate it. I think this will be good for Coleraine. But there have to be more people than just you and me who are interested in finding out more.
I agree, John. I agree.
All on the other side of the pool screaming and yelling, and Maya's laughing, and then Anna swims around behind her and...
Let me guess, Haley got soaked.
Yes, she did! Isn't that funny? You know, I don't know why you'd want to go swimming if you don't want to get your hair wet.
You'll understand someday. But I'm guessing Haley had a great time after she quit worrying about her hair.
Oh yeah, she had a lot of fun. She's really good at the sneaky swimming stuff.
Sneaky?
You know, coming up behind someone and splashing them or dunking them.
Oh, I see.
You know, there's a lot of plates here.
I know. It's wonderful, isn't it, having everyone home?
It's very cool. Brooke and Justin rock. Did you know Brooke reads to me, like, almost every night? And she does all the voices.
Yeah, I did hear somewhere that Brooke's good at that.
Going to Beck and Luke's mom. See you later.
Brooke? What? Hold on a minute.
Is something wrong?
You're going to Becca and Luke's for dinner?
Yeah, and probably for the evening, too. We're talking about watching some movies or something.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Justin told you. He said he was going to.
Justin? What's Justin doing out with you?
I don't know. We're all just hanging out. I'm picking him up after work, and we're going over there.
So you and Justin won't be here for dinner or for the rest of the evening?
No, I'm sorry. I really thought you knew.
It's okay, hon. We're just all trying to get used to having everyone home. I'll try to find out better everyone's schedules. I'm used to knowing where everyone is, and...
I'm sorry. I'll do better, too. I'm just not used to having to tell anyone where I'm going.
Understood. Have a good time.
Okay.
Give our love to the Taylors.
Okay, thanks, Mom.
Bye, hon.
See ya.
Well, Hope, I guess you can take away two of those plates.
That's okay. More burgers for Mike. He'll like that. Yes, that's a record!
What? A record for what?
The number of lights going out in 2 days. It's 4 times!
Well, at least someone's enjoying this.
Well, my roommate's okay. We get along all right. Not best friends, but that's okay.
Go ahead.
1, 2, 9. Your turn, Justin.
Oh, thanks. 1, 6. Oh, another 6. Nice! I'm way ahead. 12.
Hey, I'm right behind you. Oh, and dude, I have to ask, what is that thing on your lip?
It's a new look I'm trying.
Fuzz? Is that cool at your school? Because it's not at Grove City.
Maybe, yeah. I don't think it looks too bad.
Nah, it's not that bad, but it is driving Dad a little crazy, Justin.
Really?
Yeah, he keeps asking about the electric razor he got me for Christmas.
That's funny.
So what did happen to the electric razor?
Nothing. It worked great. on my sideburns.
Oh, but it keeps missing that little patch on your chin. Hmm. Hey, guys.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Hey, Dad.
It's all right.
It's all right, yeah.
All right, good, good, good to hear. Hey, it's nice to have you kids back. It's so quiet when you're gone.
So when we keep you up with our music later...
Yeah. I'll be very, very thankful to ask you to turn it down.
I'm kind of hungry. I wonder if there's any place to order pizza this late.
Yeah.
At 11:15 in Coleraine? Well, you've been away too long.
Well, you never know. There's lots of new stuff happening with that Peace of Heaven group in town.
Well, that's true, but no. No pizza places open that late.
Maybe when they open that Family Fun Center.
Family Fun Center. Well, that'll be for families. I wouldn't expect that it'll be open that late. I mean, most families, well, the parents have their kids in bed by now.
So does that mean we're not a family anymore, since your kids aren't in bed?
Of course not. Unless you think you guys don't have to do chores anymore, well, then maybe we'll have to reevaluate the family thing.
Oh, the garbage. Ah, I forgot to take it out to the curb. I'm sorry, Dad.
Hey, it's okay, son. It's okay. I'm going to go out and do it right now.
Yeah, I'll help you.
If it really is that late, I should go call Mom and Dad and let them know we're okay.
Yeah. Good idea.
What is it, John?
Phone. I got it. Hello? Brooke?
Brooke? Oh, it's so late. Is she all right? What's wrong?
Wait a second. I'm sorry. What? Oh. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, try not to be really late, all right? Justin has to work in the morning. And be careful driving home. I love you, too, hon. Yeah. Thanks, Brookie. All right. She's fine. She just wanted to let us know that she and Justin are still at Taylor's and will be for a while longer.
Oh, it's so late.
I know. Yeah, but I'm glad she called.
Our kids are getting older.
Yes, they are. Isn't it amazing?
Yes, it is. It's a whole new area of parenting I'm not used to. Late night phone calls and not having them home safe when it's lights out.
Well, we made it through every other stage of parenting with God's grace and help. And he'll get us through this one, too.
I know. Whew, I just hope I can calm my racing heart enough to get back to sleep.
Right.
I think I'll go downstairs and do some reading.
Oh, what now?
Well, the house is quiet. What time could be better for Bible study and prayer?
Good point. Night-night.
Hey, Justin, did you hear about that Andrew Wyeth exhibit coming to Westtown?
No, really?
Yep, and it's rumored that Jamie Wyeth might even be there because it's happening on his father's birthday. Something to honor his father.
No way, he's a brilliant artist on his own.
I know. I would love to get his autograph or just meet him or something.
Is Luke going?
Luke? Are you kidding? I can hear him now. No way I'm going to drive all the way to Westtown just to look at paintings all day.
Yeah, Brooke would probably be the same way. So, why don't we go? We can carpool. Saves fuel.
Sure. Well, that sounds like a great idea. I'll get you all the details on the time and place and stuff, and then we can figure something out.
What details?
Oh, just an art thing.
Oh, okay then. You know, I don't remember things being like this in Coleraine. It's so different.
Mm-hmm.
It's quieter, isn't it? Slower.
What's different about it? Coleraine's always been this way. We're the ones that are different.
Are we really? I didn't think I changed that much.
Yeah, out till almost midnight. I think you have.
Yeah, I guess so. I can see that. Well, this Family Fun Center might change some of that for the town, though, if they offer more things to do.
Yeah, hopefully so we can get pizza at midnight.
All the clocks are blinking.
8:47.
Are you kidding? I missed fishing with Cody this morning. Why didn't he call?
I don't know. The power's been out since about 5:30. It just came back on.
How do you know that?
It went out around when Justin got up to go to work. I got up and talked to him for a couple of minutes before he left, and then it went out. So I ran and got my flashlight and wrote it down.
Why?
Why what? I needed the flashlight because it was still dark.
No. I mean writing it down. Why is this so exciting to you? What's so fun about being without power and computers and TVs? The other day, I went to watch TV. It went off right in the middle of the show. In the computer. I was emailing Cody about the fishing trip and zap, gone. I'm tired of it.
It's summer. Why are you so worried? So you're late for a couple of things. It's not like it's school or work. Just enjoy it. I'll be back in a little while. Okay?
What? Where are you going now?
Grace's. I have to go take her more candles.
Candles? For Grace? What's she need candles for? She can't see!
What if God heals her? We gotta be ready! Be back in a while, Tim! And Finn! I mean, Finn's not blind. He needs to be able to see to get around.
Well, that's a very good point, Hope. I hadn't thought of it that way. I appreciate you taking care of me.
Oh, it's not that big of a deal. I put some candles in your room and in the living room. And there's batteries over there on the kitchen counter, in case you need a flashlight.
Well, I happen to think it is a big deal, so thank you. And you know what? You're really good at being prepared.
Thanks. It's fun, too. It's really cool to think about what you might need and have it ready.
You know, there's a story in the Bible about being prepared.
There is?
Yep.
What's it about? The lights going out?
Actually, yes. It's in Matthew, and it's about a group of 10 girls who are waiting for the bridegroom. You know what that is?
No.
It's the groom in a wedding, and these girls were waiting for him to show up. And out of all the girls, 5 of them brought enough oil for their lamps, and the other 5 didn't.
Uh-oh.
And he took a long time coming, and the 5 who weren't prepared didn't have their lamps lit when he arrived.
So what'd they do?
They asked the other girls for their oil.
Did they get it?
No. The Bible says that he didn't know them when he arrived. He couldn't see them.
See, that's why it's good to be ready. Tim doesn't know that.
What?
Tim. He's having a really bad summer. He hates all the electricity going out and stuff. And it's making him really grumpy.
It is difficult when you don't know what to expect. Tim has come to rely on the electricity, just like everybody else. He counts on it being there when he turns on the lights, or the computer, or the whatever.
Yeah, he was really mad about that earlier.
What?
The computer and the TV.
It's not easy. When you expect something to be there and work, you sort of take it for granted. You assume it's going to be there, and that it's going to do what you need it to do. Kind of the way some people look at God.
Like a light switch?
Sort of. Sometimes people can treat God like a light switch. They know he's going to be there, so they just sort of throw out their prayer requests at him and expect him to work.
What do you mean?
Well, if you didn't talk to God all day and then suddenly wanted something and just said, God, I want you to do this for me, it's like you're just using God for what you want. You're treating him like a light switch, and you want him to turn on and answer you.
That's not good.
No, it's not. You need to really get to know God and have a relationship with him, not just use him like a light switch.
Does God have an off?
A what?
Does God go out like the lights? Do we ever get his answering machine?
It does seem like that sometimes. But no, God's always there, and he always listens.
Does he always answer?
He always answers, somehow. Part of this is just managing our expectations. Just like Tim expects when the lights will turn on when he flips the switch. Sometimes people expect that God's going to answer that way, the way they think he should. That doesn't always happen.
Why not?
Well, because God knows what's best for us. And we might think we know what's best, but God knows what's best. We can trust in that.
That's right. You know, I think I'm going to help Tim out. He keeps oversleeping and he misses stuff. I've got extra batteries, so I can put some in his clock. And maybe put a flashlight by his bed.
I think that is a great idea, Hope. It would help Tim a lot. And it might help show him how he can be better prepared in case it happens again.
And maybe make his summer better. I think everyone should have a nice summer.
So do I.
A 6.
Oh, that means you're gonna steal my spot.
Oh, yes, I do.
That's a Okay, I'll get it back sooner or later.
Hey.
Hey, Haley. I'm glad you're here. I was thinking that maybe tomorrow the three of us could go to the mall. You know, it's supposed to be really hot, so it'd be an awesome place for us to hang out. You know, nice and cool and everything.
I love that. Brooke can drive us there, and we might even be able to see a movie.
A movie? Yes!
Wait a minute. I didn't know you two wanted to do something tomorrow. I already have plans.
Hey, everyone.
What do you mean you have plans? You're always gone.
Yeah, I want to do some stuff with you, too.
Okay, well, I don't have plans for tomorrow evening. Maybe we could do something then. Girls' slumber party, popcorn, staying up late, braiding each other's hair.
Now that sounds awesome.
Yeah, we can set up our sleeping bags on the living room floor and stay up late.
Okay, well, sounds like we have a plan.
Where's Mike?
Vincent's again.
What is up around here? Justin's gone all the time. I haven't seen Mike since school let out, and all you girls are always running off.
Hey, everyone.
Kids, how is everyone?
Horrible. This is the worst summer ever.
Tammy, what's wrong?
Everyone's always gone, and we don't see each other, and the electricity's always going off, and I oversleep and miss stuff.
All right.
Hey, everyone.
And I haven't seen you all summer. You're always working or off somewhere, hanging out with the older kids.
What? What's going on? What did I do?
I hate this summer!
Hey, Haley, sit next to me.
Okay. Everyone here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dad, what's up? It sounded important.
It is, you're right, very important. We're only a few days into summer, and things already seem to be a little...
Discombobulated.
Discombobulated.
I'll explain to you later.
It's hard with the electricity going on and off.
No kidding.
Tim, please don't interrupt.
Sorry.
And we know that it's hard getting used to the new dynamic of Justin and Brooke being older. I'm still not used to that thing Justin's got on his chin. What is that thing? Where's the razor I bought you at Christmas?
Electric. Every time I try to use it, the power goes out.
Oh, very nice.
Nice try.
Yeah, but in all seriousness now, come on, things have changed a bit. Brooke and Justin are both a little older, and they're on their own a little more. They're just not here as much.
Sorry, Dad.
It's all right, Justin. We understand. We don't expect that you're going to be here all the time. We know you and Brooke both have your own things going on, but we would like to see you every now and then.
Yeah, and know a little more about where you are and what you're doing.
Yeah. I'm sorry for that. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've told you guys enough about where I am and what I'm doing. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
And I've been so busy, I haven't spent a lot of time here. I am sorry for that.
And Michael, I'd like to see you every now and then. I know Justin's growing sideburns and a... What is it you call that?
Soul patch?
Soul patch. But as often as you're gone and as fast as you're growing, I won't recognize you.
Yes, ma'am.
It's all about speculations.
What?
Speculations. I heard about it at Grace's house. When people speculate you're going to be there and doing stuff, and then they don't talk about it first.
Oh, expectations.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I said, isn't it? Speculations.
Close, but yes, it is about expectations.
Like when you turn on God like a light switch.
Okay, wait a minute. You lost me on that one. You want to tell me about it at bedtime?
Sure.
Good.
I think we all need to practice a little gratitude for what we do have. Now, the power may go off and on outside of our control, but we still do have a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah, we can write it down.
Well, that's a great idea, Hope. You've been keeping track of all our power outages. We can keep track of the good things, too. Want to make a list on your calendar?
Yeah, and we can write them in green marker on the big whiteboard in Mr. Morrison's office.
Why green?
Well, it's God's favorite color.
How do you know that?
Oh, that's easy. Just look outside. Green trees, green grass, green plants.
There.
Okay. Green marker it is. Everyone has to write at least one thing down a day, and we'll share them at dinner.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
And I think it might be a good idea if we plan some family activities for all of us. That will give us some time together this summer.
Yeah.
Like the beach.
You know, I was just thinking about that, and since they said our electricity is going to be blinky for a few more days...
Blinky?
Yeah, sure, blinky.
I love that.
Oh, well, thank you. Feel free to use it, by the way. I was thinking that maybe we could move up our beach trip. It wasn't set for a couple more weeks, but I think we could bump it up, get out of here a little early. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, great idea.
Let's do it.
I think that will help us get on the right track for the rest of the summer.
Oh, me too. That's awesome, Dad.
I can try some new moves I learned on my skimboard.
Without drowning yourself?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. Yes, the beach. I can't wait. Can we go tomorrow?
Well, probably not tomorrow, but this weekend, yes.
Yes! Awesome!
Whoa! Where are you going?
I've got to go put it on the board! In green!
Of course.
Green!
So, Tim?
Yes, sir?
Well, come on, how about you, pal? Does that help?
Yeah, it does.
Good.
I'm sorry about yelling and being angry earlier. I didn't mean to get mad at everyone. I just... Brooke and Justin, I missed you guys. And the electricity...
Yes! Another one today! Perfect timing, too!
It's been driving me crazy.
All right,
I'm gonna help you with that, Tim. I already put the batteries in your alarm clock and put a flashlight by your bed.
You did?
Sure.
Well, thank you, Hope.
No, Biggie. I just wanted to help make your summer better. Thought it might help your speculations.
Expectations. And yes, Hope, it does. Thanks.
So, things did get a little blinky there around the Morrisons, but not just because of the lights, but because there were some expectations that weren't being met, just like Hope said. You guys know that the Bible has some really cool things to say, right? It has some great things to say about expectations specifically. In the book of Proverbs, it says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. Now that means that when we expect something to happen and it doesn't happen, well, we get sad. And that's probably why Tim was having such a rotten summer. See, he thought he had some kind of guarantee that he was going to have a great summer just because he planned on the lights working and he planned on his family being home. But what Timmy needs to remember, and you and I need to remember too, is that there are no guarantees in this life, except for Jesus. But even with God, we've got to make sure we're not just using Him to help us out when we need it, kind of the way we do when we flip on the light switch. We've got to remember to be in constant communication with Him, just like we are with our very best friends. Now, I think that's a bright idea. Today's episode, Short Fuse or Short A Few Z's, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve Odell. Ryan Cunningham was the recording engineer, with post-production by Joe Carroll and additional recording by Rob Gunling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach, and I'm inviting you guys back next time for another walk down Gilead Lane.